Hi, this is a discussion for Anitra Carter. A-N-I-T like Tom, R-A, Anitra. Last name Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 8-30-1976. Date of accident 11-29-2022. Date of service is 1-6-2022. The patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident where she was in a frontal collision on the driver's side, leading to severe headaches in the front and the left temple, sensitive to light associated with the seizures that had been present prior to the accident, grand mal seizures, but also associated with loss of consciousness, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, loss of concentration, nightmare, seizures, and peeing in the bed. She was seen at the emergency room in Garden City for 5 hours with various X-ray CT scans that were all found to be negative. At this time, the patient did injure middle finger on the right side and left knee also was injured. She reports of initially she had pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back to the tune of 8. Lower back pain was actually 10. However, there was no radiation of pain to the arms or the legs except for the left thigh. Slight pain was shooting down up to the knee off and on. There is a pain in both the knees. Left knee pain is 10, right knee pain is 7. And then there is a numbness and tingling of the right middle finger. She can walk. She could walk up to 100 feet and sit and stand okay. And she had a swollen right middle finger due to some possible fracture. And she has seen orthopedic surgeon. Currently, she reports that she is seeing a neurologist of her own even prior to the accident, and she has had a 3 days EEG. She's on Keppra, that has been increased. She's seeing two neurologists. One is Dr. Velugubanti, V-E-L-G-U-B-A-N-T-I, as well as her previous physician at Mind Group. She has had physical therapy, but she couldn't move at all, so she doesn't know what to do. Her pain level is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and the ADLs are affected 10. Most of the pain is in the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder area, as well as to the left knee. Overall, patient reports 20% improvement in the pain level. And patient states that general activity, mood, and work, sleep are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Walking ability and relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 9. In the system review, patient reports ongoing severe headaches that are occupying the front and vertex, back, and both the temples, as well as associated with ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, lack of concentration, loss of memory, and anxiety, depression. She also has denied any dizziness or vertigo. She denies any vision disturbance, double vision, spots in the vision. She denies any fainting, blackout. There is no new seizures in last 30 days. And then she reports no confusion or disorientation, no history of any fall, and no new hospitalization. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left side, especially affecting the neck and the back and knee and the wrist, as well as the shoulder on the left side. And there is a stiffness of the lower back, neck, and shoulder on the left side. While there is also a pain in the left shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, as well as into the left knee, and also pain in the left wrist and hand, and moderate difficulty walking. Limited range of motion of the left shoulder is reported. She can move up to 90 degrees without pain. In the GI, there is a constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a moderate chest pain, but there is no asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, shortness of breath. And there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. In the substance abuse, none. Current pain medications, none. Compliance history. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 184/111. Pulse is 67. pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, the first visit, which is 12-7-2022, dictation number 1209-003. Please use the general review, musculoskeleton, and the extremities examination, along with diagnosis, which remains the same. Plan of care is that patient is referred to a social worker for counseling. An MRI of the thoracic spine is ordered. MRI, and a patient is referred to case management, and she's ordered for physical therapy to continue 3 times per week. X-ray of both hands is ordered. She's referred to a neurology consultation with Dr. Neuropsych. Evaluation has been ordered, and the medication that are provided to her are as follows. Mobic 15 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifax 10 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4, PRN for pain, Xanax 1 milligram twice a day, PRN for anxiety and panic relief. Neurontin 600 milligram for relief of the neuropathy and headache. Sherry said 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for the relief of the headaches. The patient will continue physical therapy 2 times per week, 3 times per week in the area which are affecting her, which is neck, mid back, lower back, as well as the shoulders, and she remained disabled for work, and housework replacement and case management has been ordered. Thank you. She is also provided with a lidocaine patch 5% and Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief. Thank you.